Now, it won't make things better, but it'll help. It's a song from Insane Times on 95BFM.
I'm a victim of the electronic age.
Good morning, Karen. Today's song from Insane Times comes from the city of Pittsburgh, PA, in a time, the early 2000s, that's turned out to be far more mysterious than I thought it would be. The band's called Lazy Lane. The four members, Greg and Nathan Bellato on guitar and drums respectively, Aaron Richardson on bass, and Lily Lane on vocals and synthesizer, became friends in the playground at primary school in the tiny town of Follinsby, West Virginia, which is an hour's drive away from Pittsburgh, and they reconnected in high school when, to quote the only quote from them that I can find, grunge music and drugs hit. By 2001, Lazy Lane were releasing music on a website called mp3.com and gaining fans all around the world, from New Zealand to Spain, where Butterfly Records released a 4-track 7-inch EP called Sea Witch, which includes two songs later re-recorded for their 2003 debut album, The Chills, which is spelt with two capital L's. Lazy Lane, from the start, have a very distinctive aesthetic of gothic psychedelia, softly sung, imaginatively arranged and played, and you can hear traces of The Doors and Syd Barrett in their sound, as well as Hendrix and Black Sabbath. Lily Lane sings in a sleepy drawl that drew comparisons to Mazzy Star, and her lyrics are like Halloween stories, and they're far truer, I think, to the romantic roots of the gothic imagination than most modern goth songs. You could use Lazy Lane's music to teach a high school class about the gothic in literature. Their second album, Keepers of the Gloom, came out in 2004, and it finds them playing with a new drummer and fewer keyboards, more committed to the metal side of their sound. In 2005, Lily Lane voice-acted the part of a ghost, Madeline Havergast, on the Haunted House classical album, The 13th Hour by Midnight Syndicate. In 2006, there was talk of a third Lazy Lane album, and some of Lily Lane's solo music was posted on MySpace. But all trace of these has disappeared when the internet blogs and the file-sharing services that covered their music collapsed in the rise of social media a year or two later. Amazingly, I was able to buy the Sea Witch 7-inch from Butterfly Records on Bandcamp, and I've accessed the archived version of Lazy Lane's website by putting the URL visible on their album covers and Discogs into the Wayback Machine. But I can find no news about any of these musicians after 2006. The two Lazy Lane albums are classics that stand apart from anything anyone else was doing at the time, and it's especially hard to pick just one song. But the track I've chosen is the one that first made me suspend all my disbelief about what they were doing. It's from Keepers of the Gloom by Lazy Lane. Here's Strange Dreams.
Thousands of hours.
That was a song from Insane Times on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much.